Hello and welcome to DVB English News. I'm Joe, and this week's headlines. State of emergency extended for another 6 months. Crisis group says military's power uncertain on third anniversary of coup. David Matheson on the gains made by the resistance. And activists in Germany call on the EU to shift its approach to Myanmar. The regime's National Defense and Security Council extended Myanmar's state of emergency by another 6 months at a meeting on January 31st. It justified the move under the military-drafted 2008 Constitution, which stipulates that a state of emergency can initially last for 1 year, but may be extended twice for 6 months each. A state of emergency was first declared on February 1st, 2021, after the military ousted the National League for Democracy government and jailed State Councilor Aung San Suu Kyi and President Win Myint, replacing them with a regime led by Senior General Min Aung Hlaing. His regime cited the extraordinary situation for its repeated extensions over the past year, and claims it must maintain stability to facilitate multi-party elections. Activist group Progressive Voice released a statement on January 31st calling on the international community to reject any regime-planned election. It said that an election held under the military would only be designed to legitimize its rule. The International Crisis Group senior Myanmar advisor Richard Horsey says that the regime is losing credibility, but he cautioned that the military will respond to resistance gains by attacking civilians.
The Myanmar military's grip on power, it's looking more tenuous than it has at any time since the coup, and actually probably at any time since the 1950s. So this is a really historic moment. The military is on the back foot, losing bases, losing territory, losing towns.
That was Richard Horsey, the senior Myanmar advisor at the International Crisis Group. Horsey called on the UN Security Council and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations to end the violence in Myanmar. DVB Bureau Chief Momo Myat sat down to discuss the 3 years of resistance to the coup with David Matheson, an independent analyst on Myanmar's conflict.
Min Aung Hlaing and the SITAT, they've put themselves in this situation. And I think they're facing a level of opposition that they haven't faced in 7 decades. I think they're taking losses on the battlefield that are unsustainable in the long run. I think that their level of prestige has dropped to zero.
That was David Matheson, an independent analyst on Myanmar's conflict. You can hear the entire interview on the Newsroom podcast, available wherever you get your DVB English News podcasts. Nian Chen Mei, the co-founder and chair of the activist group German Solidarity with Myanmar Democracy, called on EU member states to shift its approach to the crisis.
We need to change the narrative talking about Myanmar. It is not only about victim, it is not only about suffering people, but also the people in Myanmar are incredibly resilient. And we can show this to the world and also the decision makers here in Germany and the European Union.
That was Nian Chen Mei, the chair of the activist group German Solidarity with Myanmar Democracy. It will host a meeting with members of Germany's parliament on February 2nd to increase awareness about the needs of the people in Myanmar. And that's all for this week's headlines. I'm Joe. Stay tuned to DVB English News on Facebook, YouTube, X, Instagram, Threads, and TikTok. Follow us and listen on Spotify, Audible, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, or YouTube Music. Thanks for joining.